4 HKX Mobile.
CQ. KQ4 EEU.
KX KN4 VWA.
Chris, I haven't seen you somewhere before.
Hello, okay. Hey, Steve.
How you doing, buddy? I thought I heard Patrick in there a second ago. Did I hear you in there, Patrick?
You did. Mic check.
Hey, did you hear Shane in there?
There's somebody else trying to key up.
Other station, go ahead. N4ZLK.
I thought I heard him call CQ at first, but I don't know if it's another repeater coming in.
Well, good evening to both of you.
Work.
We haven't heard the news. I actually changed routes about 6 weeks ago. I'm working nights now. Start at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. And then you work until how late or how early in the morning?
6:30, 7:30, something like that.
Oh, and that makes for a long night. Well, so on Christmas Eve, you going to be able to spot Santa Claus or help him?
What day is Christmas falls on? I may not be working at all. But yeah, I'm just pulling trailers now. I'm not having to touch any boxes. And I make a lot of short trips and go to Spartanburg and then go down to a couple places in Atlanta and then back. So the time goes by pretty fast.
Good, that's good. Well, I hope you're going to enjoy it that way. Yeah, you wouldn't believe. I was in the QT station in Inman, and I run into the nicest lady in there. But she had this guy with her, right? You know?
He was Sue.
Referring to your wife. What's your wife's name?
Sounded right.
Well, did you figure out who I ran into, Shane? Yeah, Shane?
I've heard Elise is really nice, and I tell you, she must be a trooper. Because I've heard her husband's kind of hard to put up with.
Same thing, that guy must be something else.
He's trying to behave himself tonight, which is probably a good thing. I tell you what. That's the first time I've got my granddaughter with us tonight, Shane. And, you know, the QT station where they got the order kiosk, I walked her through it, and she ordered us up 3 ice creams.
A girl there.
She's back in the back seat on Pop Pop's phone, watching some movie on my phone while she's eating her ice cream now, though.
There, did you guys just run into each other?
Into one another.
You didn't actually plan to meet me in public, do you?
Not this way, and you having to run into Steve. I tell you what, that's amazing.
Bad luck.
Well, I got to meet a nice lady tonight.
Glad to see you in there. Let's put it that way.
Just up some steaks at home, and I looked over at my granddaughter, and I said, come here. And she leaned over to my ear, leaned over to where I could whisper in her ear. I said, now look, if you work it just right, we might talk Grandma into going out and getting an ice cream. It worked.
There's much talking that has to be done to convince grandparents to do that.
Plunk on soft serve ice cream at QT, you ever taste it, man. I'll tell you what, it's just like when I was a kid at the Dairy Queen.
Did you guys go out to eat?
Doing that Christmas shopping for the school today. We were down in the Westgate shopping center there and around that area.
Yeah, well, good. Did you enjoy your Friday off, or did you get caught up in a lot of errands?
It's at 8 o'clock this morning.
Well, at least you got to spend time together.
Did, and she's over here. She's about to go to sleep now.
Tears.
Poured the tears or just brought the tears?
Just fall asleep in the car quicker than anything. We'll take a trip and she'll look at me and say, I'll see you when we get there.
Does she trust your driving?
plenty of it.
You're too afraid to stay awake is what Elise said.
I like to think that my wife just doesn't trust the other drivers.
She's too afraid to stay awake. That's funny.
I'm going to hop off. I'm getting ready to cross the state line, so I'll lose the repeater here pretty soon. You guys have a good day. Shane, maybe I'll talk to you when I get to the other side. Steve, Sue, and your granddaughter, it's good to meet y'all this evening. See you. And hope you enjoyed your ice cream. KO4HK. I'll be clear. 73.
One home. And we'll talk to you again soon. 73. Well, Shane, so where are you headed tonight?
Elise, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again. Steve, I am right now headed up to Heron Circle, to our building, our UPS building there in Spartanburg.
Not too bad. You just running back and forth between Greenville and Spartanburg?
My route makes a pickup at Granger and Fountain Inn. I leave Greenville and go over there, and I pick up two trailers. I take them up to Spartanburg, and then I go back to Greenville, and then I take a couple trailers down to Atlanta, to one of our places down there, and then I take another one from there over to the west side of Atlanta, and then I bring two from there back to Greenville.
Night.
One night.
Man, oh man. Well, I certainly couldn't do it. I, you know, with my career, I drove a lot of miles too. Not like you, but I figured it up one time, and right now I believe I've got a little over 2.5 million miles under my belt. And I'm telling you, these days, I just would not have the patience to do it like I used to, because I'm going to tell you, I see so much stupid stuff out there.
I agree with you, but you have to understand, I'm driving a vehicle that doesn't belong to me, and I'm getting paid. So, it doesn't matter whether I get there or not, I'm still getting paid. If I was running my own business, or if I was just driving, on a trip, it would be a lot worse, I'm sure. But it does help knowing I'm getting paid.
Yep, yep. Well, just watch out for TV stations. If you see a vehicle with a TV station logo on it, just stay away from it as much as you can.
I remember that story.
Near the house, bud, so I'm going to bug out on you. You be careful tonight. And, hey, be the pro that I know you are. 73, I'll talk to you again soon. Later. K4, VWA clear.
It's really good to hear you tonight. And 73 to you, and if your wife's in there and your granddaughter, you all have a good weekend. N4ZLK.